Yeah. Hi. Sorry for the delay or whatever, but I'm back again, and I just wanted to say my piece on the whole situation with the government shutdown. Yeah, the government shutdown, and how it's crazy because majority of my friends that went to high school with me, they're now in the army, and they're kind of outraged about it on Facebook and stuff like that. So, I mean, not outraged, but like, kind of like, what the fuck is this about? Stuff like that. So, and the whole Fedo Santana thing, that shit was crazy. Like that kind of took me by surprise because I didn't even know he was doing that bad, really, before his death or whatever. But he had some demons he was dealing with, like from sources. I mean, from the articles or whatever, it was talking about like how he's dealing with PTSD and stuff like that. So he was just dealing with it the best way he knew how to. But he was also considering going to rehab and stuff like that. So he was trying to get himself together, but I guess it was too late. The all the abuse took over his body and caused him to have liver failure and all the other stuff. So yeah, he was going too hard on the drugs, I guess. Or not to spread light on that shit, but yeah. Gotta watch what you do. And Scary Hours, yeah, that shit was crazy, but I expected to be that short though. I thought it was gonna be like at least 5 to 10 songs, at the most 5 to 10 songs. But it was cool. Two songs. The God's Plan was pretty dope, but the other one, I forgot that shit. The Deaf Man Community. That shit was clutch. I know is it going to be that good. I listened to it like about 2 or 3 different times, but that shit was clutch. What else? Yeah, that's about it. And what else? Yeah, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. I think that's just going to be crazy though. Like, I don't know what to expect from that. I think it's gonna be neck and neck. Like the Patriots are gonna be neck and neck with them. But you never know with the refs and shit interfering with the whole situation. So, and plus there's a little scandal behind the refs favoring Tom Brady, 'cause it's a few instances where the ref stopped the clock, and he said Tom Brady signals them to stop the clock, and the whole clock reset on like two plays of that last quarter. He signals the refs to restart the clock, and they do it. So he's highly favored. So I don't know. I don't know much to say on that subject, but based on the love hate relationship people have in the Patriots, I think the Eagles are going to take it. I think they're going to play Wentz at like at least 2 or 3 quarters, two quarters at the most. That would be a dope decision. Carson Wentz at the final 2 quarters and put Foles at the first 2, just in case Nick Foles get tired. But that he's a clutch quarterback, I give him that. I wasn't expecting him to be that good off break. But it's gonna be a good thing. And I don't have much to say about basketball because I barely watch it. But LeBron is flopping all over the fucking place, so that's all I gotta say about that. But y'all stay safe.